first of all, congratulations to Illinois and Coach Gross. I thought it was a hard-fought game, and their kids made a lot of plays tonight. I was really impressed with their two wings. I thought Nunn and Cosby, especially in the first half, were tremendous. They got them off to a great start, shot the ball great, played with a great swagger out there. And, you know, certainly for us, that was kind of where, you know, the game was let down for us, was on the defensive end in the first half. You know, I thought offensively we got anything we wanted. We shot the ball well. We scored. It was about our defense. And, you know, they ran their stuff well. And those two wings just had great nights. So, you know, it's life in the Big Ten. You know, you play tough, hard-fought games. They come down to a possession here, possession there. It's what it was again. You know, it's a one-point game with 4 seconds to go. And, you know, Nunn walks up and makes four big free throws. You know, you got to give them credit. And, you know, you got to move forward. It's a long conference season. We played four games. You know, we're 1-3. We could easily say we should be 3-1, but we're not. We're 1-3, and that's reality. And it's not about coming close. I've said that. It wasn't about coming close against Michigan State, and it's not about coming close against Illinois. It's about finding ways to win, and that's the next step for us as a team. So I'm open for questions.
Coach, you guys got outscored 14-0.
The turnovers. Yeah, I thought that was critical. You know, we had some live ball turnovers, you know, which, you know, in football, those are like pick sixes, you know, when you get those quick two-on-ones, and, you know, they were able to get four or five just easy baskets in transition. And when you're playing a one-possession game, that adds up. And, you know, for us, I didn't like our activity defensively. I thought we were in the right spots. But we have to be a lot more active. You know, we need to be getting some more deflections, you know, for us. And give Illinois credit. I'm not disparaging it. But for them to only have three turnovers, it just shows, you know, our aggressiveness on the defensive end just wasn't there. And that's got to pick up. You know, we're playing really good teams. And, you know, these last three games, our defense is kind of – our offense has really picked up, and our defense is taking a back seat. So, you know, we got a couple days to try to rectify it. You know, we have to go on the road again, but there's no question. You know, you look at the 14, you know, because we outscored them in the paint. We outscored them on second chance points. But, you know, those live ball turnovers were definitely killers. And then their three-point shooting in the first half. I mean, those two kids, I think they had 7 threes in, like, the first 10 minutes. You know, that was – that got them off to such a great start and gave them confidence.
Chris, between turnover margin, defensive rebounding margin, you guys have now shot 25 year-to-year goals and opponents in Big Ten games. And just how tough is it to overcome that when playing these close games? You know,
yeah, no, got to get better. Got to get better at it, you know, especially because, you know, you look at it and we shoot almost 50%, and, you know, we outscore them in the paint. We get to the line. We made our free throws. We, you know, but you can always point to things that you have to improve in order to win. But there's no question. There's no question about it. Those areas you mentioned, we have to work on it, and we have to get better, especially because you play a lot of close games. I mean, you guys see this league is about close games. It's about winning close games. You can always look back on your season and say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but you know you got to find a way to win those close games. And those, I mean, I thought the 50-50 balls too. I mean, there were probably four or five long. When you play a team that shoots a lot of threes, there's going to be longer rebounds when they do miss. And, you know, your guards and wings have to do a good job of chasing those long rebounds down. And I thought their kids were a little bit quicker to some of those balls tonight.
Seems like the pace has gotten pretty quick in the past two games at points. Have your players gotten kind of tired out of the game?
I mean, we shot a higher percentage in the second half. So, I mean, I don't know that you can say that. I mean, usually if you get tired, you don't shoot as well because your legs go. So we shot a better percentage in the second half than we did first. So I think both teams were tired. It was a fight. It was a dogfight. I think both teams were winded, but and we still had legs to take our shots and make them. And, you know, I mean, I look at our minutes. Our kids' minutes were under what some of them normally play. So I didn't think it was because of fatigue. Yes.
Ola got off to a pretty good start. Yep. Perhaps one of the better overall.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I mean, you look at his line, 14 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocks. And we'll take that out of Alex every night. I mean, that's, you know, that'd be great. And it was definitely a step in the right direction. I thought he was more aggressive. And you know, I love the way Egwu plays. You know, he's one of the better defensive centers in our conference. So, I mean, Alex proved, you know, he showed tonight what he can be. Now it's consistency. And a lot of times with him, it's a mindset. And, you know, I felt bad for him, man. He got a great look. And, you know, that three that goes in and out, it goes down, it's a two-point game with a minute to go, and, you know, maybe things go a little different, but it rims out, and that's how it goes sometimes. But, yeah, I was proud of how Alex played tonight. Thought it was a good performance for him.
Coach, can you talk about Dave Sobolewski and the impact his presence had on that game and down the stretch?
Yeah, Dave did a great job, and, you know, he was playing well, so I left him in there, you know, and I've said all along, I mean, Dave's a good player. You know, and I felt all along he's got to just be ready. There's going to be nights like tonight, and when he's playing well, I'm going to go to him. He hit a couple big shots, and I thought his veteran presence. I thought for a little bit in the second half, Bryant got a little sped up, and I thought Dave playing with him, I thought that kind of calmed Bryant down, and then Bryant, you know, really played well down the stretch. That part of that was playing with Dave, and you know, I thought he did a good job, and it was a good, you know, I was. You know, obviously he can shoot the ball, but he's probably our smartest IQ guy, you know, and he adds a veteran presence. So, you know, if guys are playing well, I'm going to throw him out there. And I felt he was giving us a lot tonight, and I played him a lot down the stretch.
Coach, when Illinois fouled up three with, I think it was like 4 or 5 seconds left, yeah. Was there any thought to missing the second free throw?
No, because I think you saw last night in Minnesota, I mean, Matthew, you can get down the floor in 3 seconds. Where we made a mistake is letting them get long. You know, that was where our credit. I mean, 4.5 seconds is an eternity. I mean, you make them both, and then now there's a lot of pressure on them in a 1-point game. It was still a 1-1, you know, and give none credit. But 4.5 seconds, you can get a clean shot. I mean, last night Iowa, they had 3.5 seconds, and DeAndre Matthew gets a layup at the buzzer. So, you know, there's plenty of time. You know, and that's if it was probably under three, we would have missed. But I felt with almost 5 seconds, you know, that's a long time. We just didn't execute defensively. You know, we allowed none to break long on us, and instead of fouling with 4.2, if you foul right on catch, you still have 4.2. You know, I think they, you know, got down to 1-2, and that's where the game was lost.
So McIntosh is taking a lot of your important shots down the stretch. With him as a true freshman, is that a role that you really trust him with?
Yeah. I mean, kid's a great player, you know, and it's funny, I see all these, everybody's talking about Russell and Trimble and all these other freshman guards, and his numbers are right up, and he has to do more. So I don't know why he's not getting mentioned as one of the best freshmen in our league. Kid's playing great, you know, he's delivering, he's a winner, and obviously he's going to make some mistakes, he's a young kid. But, you know, I feel good with him running my team. You know, lot you're going to have a lot more good than you have bad. And he's not afraid of the moment. And now it's just about him learning this level. You know, he had some plays he would have liked back. He had some careless turnovers that he's, you know, no one's harder on him than he is of himself. And, you know, but I thought for him to then rally and make a lot of our big buckets down the stretch, I mean, it's a big time moment for a kid like that, for a freshman. And obviously he's the real deal, no question about it. That he's, you know, no one's harder on him than he is of himself. And, you know, but I thought for him to then rally and make a lot of our big buckets down the stretch, I mean, it's a big time moment for a kid like that, for a freshman. And obviously he's the real deal, no question about it.
Anything else for Coach?
All right, thank you.
Well, Al Stoll and Brian McIntosh in next.